Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, like I said, the markets had a pretty decent week overall. Dow was up 0.5%, closing at 37,864. S&P 500, look at that, 4840. Remember the numbers I was throwing out there last week? Up 1.5% for the week. NASDAQ up 2%. The international index struggling a little bit, more on that later, down 2.9%. 10-year treasury, 4.13%. And oil, $73.62 a barrel, up week 1.3%. Bonds, still down overall for the year, off 1.3%, down for the week 1.1%. So as we start to look over the next couple months, there's going to be three things that you want to keep your eye on. First, it's going to be the growth of the economy, meaning the earnings that are coming out of the stocks and the company reporting that we're listening to. So we're seeing numbers right now from the fourth quarter, and overall the growth for the U.S. looks decent. We're going to get the number for the entire U.S. economy on January 25th, so that's coming up. So second is going to be inflation. And we're going to see more inflation information coming out on January 26th. And remember, the Fed is trying to get that number down to 2% and expect that they're going to keep doing what they need to do until they get there. And the third thing that we need to see is the Fed talking about actually reducing rates. Now, they're going to be doing their press conference on the 31st of January. That's coming up. That'll be the first time that we're hearing publicly from them. Well, remember last week, the market was saying there was a 73.4% chance of them lowering in March. Well, guess what? That was revised this week down to 53.8%. So the market's starting to say, well, you know what? I think they may not be lowering rates in March. And this data came from CME FedWatch. So does the market care about the Fed lowering rates in March? Well, I'm going to say no, because here's why. If the Fed does not talk about cutting rates in January or actually do it in March, I don't think that's going to be that big a deal. And I think the reaction will be muted, if you will, because markets assume if the Fed doesn't cut in March, well, they're going to cut in May. And more importantly, the expectation of the market right now is that they're going to get between 4 and 6 cuts from the Fed in 24. Here's the big but, though. Here's the big, well, what could happen? If the Fed doesn't say or do rate cuts in May, then the market will care, I think, about that a lot, because no rate cuts through May means the market is wrong about being so aggressive with their expectations about the Fed easing. And since a lot of rate cuts is one of the key assumptions underpinning this market rally right now, I think that's going to leave the market vulnerable. Putting it a little differently, it doesn't matter so much when the rate cuts start, as long as the expectation for a lot of policy easing remains intact. So the real risk is that the Fed follows its own projections and really only cuts twice, whereas the market thinks it's 4 to 6. So that's why stocks haven't been dropping when we get any sort of commentary from one or two Fed officials. We get some positive inflation news that's really not positive overall. And so going forward, it means that any sort of hawkish news will only be mild until it gets strong enough to get markets to rethink the idea that 4 to 6 in 24 is not likely. So given all that, I know that's a lot to just think about, right? Where do you want to position yourself? How do you want to avoid the landmines that are waiting for you out there if things don't go as the market currently expects them to go? So again, this is very broad. Broadly, the defensive sectors year to date have outperformed the cyclicals, and value has outperformed growth. So I continue to prefer low volatility, higher quality. All right. So you may remember this last week. We talked about the S&P 500 and the guidance for 2024. And I had said that the case for a 4875 was the upside resistance. Now, you heard at the start of the show, we closed at 4840. 75 is not that far away. It's 35 points. So we're talking less than 1% on the upside. Now, if it were to go through 4875 over the next 3 to 4 months, that would be positive, particularly if there is good momentum, good earnings, all that sort of change that story. And so remember, the support level was 45.33 on the downside. So if you are currently looking at your portfolio or looking at any sort of stop losses or protection, you know, these are the numbers. And if we blow through 45.33, that's where we get to the 4025 or the 10 plus percent recursion, if you will. It seems to happen in cycles. Humpty Dumpty, remember?
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.